Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 848 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Vegard, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. So you know what? If you're hiring, you know, it's hard to figure out where to post your job to find the best candidates, and you know, doing it in one place isn't going to help you much. But there is a tool out there called ZipRecruiter that allows you to post it at ZipRecruiter, the job that you're looking to fill, and it gets sent out to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like Twitter and Facebook, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and your qualified candidates are going to roll into their easy to use interface. There's no juggling emails or calls to your office or anything like that. So if you're looking to hire, you can quickly screen candidates. And to do that, all you have to do is go to ziprecruiter.com/pat. And guess what? Those of you listening to the show, you can try for free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/pat. All right, guys. Here's today's question from Vegard.
Hi, Pat. My name is Vegard Bell. I'm from Norway. And I'm just wondering, is there a reason why you don't use a lot of annotations on your YouTube videos? Because I see a lot of YouTubers that are putting on a subscribe button and a follow me button. And a lot of YouTubers are also putting a lot of work in their ending. So you can just click on the next video, or the not the next video, but the previous video or a random video, and they're using maybe 20 seconds on each video where they just write down their Snapchat username and Twitter and Facebook username. But you don't have a lot of these. Is there a reason for that? Or is it just a coincidence? Thanks. Great show, by the way, you have on the Ask Pat and Smart Passive Income. Love it. Bye.
Hey, Vegard, thank you so much for your question. Now, the reason I didn't do it is because I just always found the annotations super clunky. I didn't think they looked good, and I figured there's other ways to sort of get people to take action. And I know that I'm maybe missing out on some stuff in terms of getting people to go from one video to another. I have used annotations, and it's always hard to tell whether or not people are using them. But here's the big news as of recently. Actually, this is why I saved your question till now. Starting May, I think it's May 2nd sometime in May. I think it's actually May 2nd, you're no longer going to be able to add new annotations. All your old annotations, so if you've done them, don't worry, don't freak out. They're not going away, and they're still going to be clickable and all those kinds of things. But YouTube, I think, was in agreement with me because I had this chat with them. I was like, guys, these things are ugly. No, I'm just kidding. But I think they just have the same idea and thoughts as me and many other people out there. Obviously, I don't have any sort of immediate say on what happens with YouTube, but along the same lines of thinking, I guess, they're phasing out annotations for end cards and end screens. So for cards and end screens, sorry. So within a video, you can create what's called cards, which are these things that pop up usually in the upper right-hand corner that look much nicer than annotations. There's things that are clickable on them and more call to actions. Often you can add a graphic in there as well related to the website that it's pointing to or other video that's there that you're pointing to. So the cards are what's going to be preferred now, and the end screens. So I don't know if you know this about YouTube, but now they're allowing you to just simply upload an end screen for a video, meaning you don't have to add that 20 to 40 seconds at the end of your video before you upload it. You can actually add that in after you upload your main video, which will then drive traffic and help people go on to the next video in the series or the next video that you want them to from that initial one. So the cards and the end screens are where it's at. YouTube is decommissioning or getting rid of the ability to create annotations starting May 2nd, 2017. That's that. So I'm actually pretty thankful that I didn't use them because I didn't like them. I didn't think they fit well, and I'm glad to see that they're sort of phasing those out for these other things that are much better integrated, I feel. So that's that. So again, don't worry if you have annotations, they'll still work. I have used them before, but I'm really excited because it's just going to be easier and cleaner to use these cards and end screens. And if you haven't signed on to your YouTube channel in a while, go ahead and do that and explore around, look at the card, look at the end screens, check them out and see how they work. They're put there for a reason because that's what's working right now. So guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Vanguard, thank you so much for the question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt all the way to Norway free of charge because you've had your question featured here in the show. That's what we do for everybody who gets their questions featured here on the show. So again, thank you, Vigard. And for everybody who has a question that you'd like to ask, I could potentially answer. I got a ton of questions, but I can't answer them all, but I may answer yours. So all you have to do is go to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Robert Kiyosaki. He says, "The moment you make passive income and portfolio income a part of your life will change. Those words will become flesh." Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And actually, if you're listening in today, which is Thursday, the 20th of April, or any day that's not Friday, well, make sure you come by on a Friday to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome because I hold Ask Pat Live there. That means I'll answer as many questions as I can for the SPI and Ask Pat community in 1 hour, and it's one of my favorite things to do. So head on over to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, and I'll see you there on Ask Pat Live, and that's Fridays, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, every Friday, as long as I'm in town. So guys, looking forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.